Is it fair to ask workers who will never have access to a defined benefit pension plan to contribute to the fund for other workers who do? Defined benefit pensions were fairly common back when my father was working for Mountain Bell in the 1960s. They ensure that longtime employees will get a certain percentage of their salary each month for the rest of their lives after they retire. Most employers switched over to 401k plans at about the time I entered the job market in the 1980s. Instead of being guaranteed a monthly income, workers were told to play the stock market. Employers made matching contributions at first, but fewer do now. A 2018 report by researchers at the University of New Mexico found that 2 out of 3 private sector workers in the state now have no pension or retirement plans at all where they work. Nearly 80% of private sector workers in the state have less than $10,000 in savings. Without savings or a pension, Social Security will be their only means of survival once they stop working. The words private sector are critical to the above statistics. Things are much different for government workers, where strong unions and defined benefit pensions are still in place, and good for them. But is it fair to ask private sector workers who know they'll have to rely on Social Security or work until they die to pick up the tab when the retirement fund for the government workers runs short? That's what Senate Bill 72 would do. It would take $76 million from the state's general fund and transfer it to the retirement fund for state workers. The bill would also increase the state's monthly contributions into the fund for the next 4 years. This comes at the same time that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is requesting a 3% salary increase for all state workers. There is no disagreement that the fund for state retirees is dangerously underfunded and that action needs to be taken to ensure its solvency. And the Senate bill does not put the burden solely on the state. It also calls for workers to temporarily increase their monthly contribution and freezes the cost of living increases for retirees. For that reason, the bill can be sold as a fair and equitable solution. Everybody kicks in a little bit to solve the problem, and as long as the stock market doesn't crash again, it should all be fine. But it does perpetuate a system that's fundamentally unfair. There's no good reason why government workers should have benefits that are not available to other workers in the communities where they serve. My choice would be to make those benefits available to all. But since that's not going to happen, I think we need to reconsider some things. We've made commitments to former workers, and those commitments need to be honored. But we don't need to keep making the same commitments today to new workers who are just beginning their careers. And we shouldn't turn to private sector workers paying state taxes, including on their Social Security benefits, to ensure that the retirement fund for state workers remains solvent. In a recent column supporting the Senate bill, Workforce Solutions Secretary Bill McCamley and Pamela Coleman of the State Personnel Office noted that this problem is not new. The funds have needed infusions in the past to remain solvent. They said other states are switching to 401k plans. Those plans are cheaper, but they don't offer the same security for government workers, they argue. Okay, then let them pay for that security, not us. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.